This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we are speaking with the executive producer of the 33rd Nautica Malibu Triathlon, Mr. Michael Epstein, benefiting the Children's Hospital, Los Angeles. Mr. Epstein, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Excited to be here.
And of course, we're excited to hear all the details on this as well. So for starters, how did you get involved in organizing the Nautica Malibu Triathlon, and what can we expect with this year's 33rd installment coming up real soon?
Well, thanks for asking and thanks for having me on. I actually started the event 33 years ago when I was mainly a participatory triathlete, thought it was an amazing sport, and obviously still do doing this 33 years later. It was an extension of a hobby that I did, never really dreamed that it would turn into what it has. Our first event in 1986 had about 300 competitors. Believe it or not, I actually lost a little bit of money on it in the process. And over the past 30 years, I've been able to turn it into really the powerhouse that it is, thanks to Nautica and Bank of America and sponsors that really helped us build it into a fundraiser for Children's Hospitals. From that little humble beginnings of 300 people, we'll now have over 5,000. We'll raise over $1 million for Children's Hospital Los Angeles and have some of the biggest celebrities in the world complete and compete in the event. Teams from 50 corporations throughout Los Angeles, pretty much every entertainment company in Hollywood puts teams into the race. So it's really, really turned into something special.
Quite amazing what you've been able to accomplish through this event, the Nautica Malibu Triathlon, over a 33-year period of time. Now, thousands of participants gathered to compete the half-mile ocean swim, 17-mile bike ride, and a 4-mile run. Have you partaken in the triathlon yourself, and any pointers you could recommend to those looking to join the event? And if you would, tell us about the new long race edition as well for this year. Get into some of those details.
And I'll try to hit on all three. So this particular event, I have not. I've done lots of triathlons over the years. Our 30th anniversary was 2 or 3 years ago, and I thought for our 30th I'd get out there and participate. But there's just so much going on, and I kind of oversee everything, that I thought it was just a little bit better just to make sure the 5,000 people had a good time. So I will not participate in this event itself, but I do still, from time to time, compete in triathlon. So it's definitely my love and my passion. I did an Ironman years and years ago. And to your point, like, what's new and exciting for this year? We wanted to continue to keep the event fresh and relevant. So we pretty much have a distance for everybody now. We added our new long course. It's a 1.2-mile ocean swim, a 56-mile bike, and a 13-mile run. It's sold out in its first year, and definitely trying to address those kind of serious participants that are out there. So we have everything from people just doing a leg of a relay team and a 4-mile run, all the way up to people doing a very, very long triathlon. So it's an incredible weekend.
And it certainly does sound like it, for sure. The Malibu Triathlon has raised over $14 million since 2007 to benefit the Basic and Translational Cancer Research Program of the Children's Center for Cancer and Blood Diseases at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. If you would, tell us about the incredible work that they do, and also any other things regarding the Children's Hospital Los Angeles you feel is important to mention, and why it is important to support an entity like this.
Yeah, and we chose them, like you mentioned, about 14 years ago. It's been an incredible partnership, journey, experience. I think one of the things that kind of just most resonates with me, so when we started the triathlon itself 33 years ago, if a child got diagnosed with cancer, they had a 15% chance to survive. That was it. So it was an 85% mortality rate. Due to research, and we specifically fund research, and that's why we fund research, at Children's Hospital Los Angeles and other institutions around the country and throughout the world, that number's literally been flipped on its head, and it's an 85% survival rate now, and a 15% not survival rate. And that said, that's what motivates us. We want to make that 15% go away. We want to help them develop better treatments for cancer. One of the things that's amazing about Children's Hospital is that they actually, the researchers actually participate in the race. So a lot of the researchers that are out there, you know, literally from bench to bedside, coming up with solutions, ideas for future treatments, are out there racing alongside patient families, people whose kids have had cancer, that are going through cancer treatment. So there's this incredible energy that's created and that you really, really feel throughout the event, because the people that we're helping, the people that are helping them, are all out there together in this one huge community at the Nautica Malibu Triathlon.
Today we are joined by executive producer of the 33rd Nautica Malibu Triathlon, Mr. Michael Epstein, benefiting the Children's Hospital Los Angeles here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, we understand that many of the participants have shared heartfelt and inspiring stories as to why they are racing. Are there any significant stories that have made an impact on you personally? And what are unique stories of racers and athletes that may be of interest to our eHealth Radio listeners as well?
I think the biggest thing is, like I mentioned, there's 50 corporations out there that raise money, from Disney to Lionsgate to every entertainment company to huge pharmaceutical companies like Amgen. But there's a team, and I'll point out a couple few just notable people on this team. It's called Sophia's Buddies, and it was created by this amazing woman named Sandra Andrade, whose daughter Sophia underwent treatment at Children's Hospital Los Angeles, who actually used to speak to some of our corporations when they were learning about the event, and unfortunately lost her battle. And throughout this process, Sandra created this team of really a support group. It's athletes, it's friends and family of everything from, as I mentioned earlier, people that are, the kids are undergoing treatment, kids who unfortunately did not survive, and kids who are cancer free. And it's 100 people. You know, Sandra comes to mind as just the motivator and the leader behind this team. But everybody on that team has a story. And there's a couple of kids that really, really stand out. They come to our award ceremony every year. Ethan Moore and his mom and dad, Aaron and Katie, are racing alongside, you know, their child who's gone through treatment but still gets checked. And, you know, they obviously keep an eye on somebody that young. I think Ethan is about 6 right now. And that's what motivates me. That's what, after 33 years, keeps it fresh and exciting for me. And there's a lot more stories like that out there.
Yeah, thanks for sharing some of those details. Much appreciated. Now, tell us, what does the Nautica Malibu Triathlon mean to you, and why is this such an important event as well?
I think for me, it's the coming together of this entire community that's really fueled by Nautica, a lifestyle brand that believes in the water, believes in the ocean, believes in the cause that we support at Children's Hospital Los Angeles, and it's the overall community. It's the people. One of the things that's unique about the Nautica Malibu Triathlon is that it's not just like this one-day event. It's literally a year-round experience, from, you know, HR departments getting their companies ready for the event, from training sessions that we have all summer at Zuma Beach in Malibu, where we hire lifeguards and swim coaches and teach people to swim in the ocean. That we do that for about 2 months before the event. If you go down to Malibu, you know, any weekend right now, it'll actually look like there's a triathlon taking place, because this entire community is down there training, swimming, biking, and running for their own health and fitness, for their corporations, as well as for the children at Children's Hospital Los Angeles.
Mr. Epstein, we can't thank you enough for what you're doing on behalf of the Children's Hospital Los Angeles through the Nautica Malibu Triathlon, the event, which is Saturday and Sunday, September the 14th and the 15th. Where can listeners get further details? And if there's a chance to participate, where can they also take care of business there?
Oh, wow, that's great. Thanks for asking. So the long course is unfortunately sold out. However, there are two other distances, as you mentioned, our half-mile swim, 17-mile bike, and 4-mile run, as well as an Olympic distance, still has a few entries left. It's nauticamalibutri.com, and all the information is there.
And that certainly works. Again, have an awesome event, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it greatly.
And certainly was our pleasure as well. We've been speaking with the executive producer of the 33rd Nautica Malibu Triathlon, Mr. Michael Epstein, benefiting the Children's Hospital Los Angeles. The event is Saturday and Sunday, September the 14th and 15th. And for further details, visit nauticamalibutri.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.